Bathing on Shabbos, on page 322, Kuf Samachal from the base. To place on top of his belly, a vessel that has hot water. Even during the weekday, that's because of the danger. My time is there bubbling, they're boiling. That says Ramah, Abul Mutl Hachim baggage, you let a warm up a garment, litnai al bitnai put on his belly, that's the Torah. It says Mishmar Sivkot in your test. That you can't put this vessel with hot water on his belly, even during the weekday. Shabbos, for sure that's forbidden on Shabbos. Shemet Yishaf Hulav, maybe it's gonna pour on him. So the Nimsikarichitz Bishabis comes out that like you're bathing on Shabbos, can't cause a rash for Iran. That's a rash in Iran says, which the Sharati Nice test says that's talking about by hot water that was heated up a little bit, meaning that it's not Yad Zeledes Ben on Shabbos, and therefore even one Aver is forbidden, as you mentioned before, which actually Dishra 17 says, according to what he wrote previously, according to the Vilna Gaon, that by water that was just made lukewarm on Shabbos, which is not Yad Zeledes, there's no Isser, only be bathing the whole body. You have to say that also over here, the concern is that maybe the water is going to spill on this whole body. Orcha Shulchan explains that it's talking about water that was heated up on Shabbos, and if it's forbidden to bathe, even one limb. However, according to what it explained, true, it's Maisha, you have to answer the way, like the first answer, the concern is that he's going to bathe the whole body. Be that as it may, says the Mishmur, this is Lafiz, according to this, Emachaman Bechli Sagur, if the hot water is in a closed vessel, Shekachim Varam Flash, which is like a thermos, like a warm bottle. Then Shari, then it's permitted because you don't have to be concerned about that it's going to spill on you and both burn you, Chatz Shom, and also run a rechitza on Shabbos. According to the way Taisa explains, that Tam, the reason of this is actually because it's recognizable it's for medicinal purposes. It's the classic Zera on Refuah, because of grinding herbs. So then it says it comes out, even if it's closed, that it won't spill, it's going to be forbidden. And for great need, one could be lenient. Sivkat and Chav. But the Ramah said, but Mutl Hachem Begit, let him warm up a garment and to put on his belly, like a warming blanket. For then, something is Lachem Kliber Shabbos to warm up a vessel on Shabbos. Mutl Av, Lefeir Shatais Anal, that's permitted even according to that explanation of Tais. Is Leminka Kokar Shalur, because that's not so recognizable when you're putting a blanket or whatever vessel that's for medicinal purposes, and that would be permitted. Siv Zayn, Harechitz Banar, someone who bathes in the river. He has to dry himself off very well when he comes up from the river. Initially, we don't want the water to remain on him because we tell him, he's going to be carrying four amas in the caramelist, which is the water itself. Because when you're coming up from bathing, there's a lot of abundant water on his body. If someone's walking in the street, and it's raining on his head and on his garments, there they weren't particularly saying, oh, you're carrying the rain on your body. Someone bathes in the river, etc. We said you have to dry yourself off first. Because the person right did not go to custom not to bathe oneself in the river or mikvah on Shabbos. The matzah is to say because it could come to squeezing out the hair. Also many other reasons. Regarding tefillah, immersion for purification, I am the kamelik later on. Miu, however, yodav raglav, one's hands and feet, which the lichetz benar, you let it wash in the river. Kishmenagib kaim sheilich abba amas, when you dry it off, before you go, dalad amas, that's when eli rabba. Sivkot and chavbez. So he said that you have to dry yourself off very well, kishayilu hulu, when you're coming up from the river, that doesn't remain any water, and you come to carry it, dalad amas in the caramelist. What someone means to say is take it right away, immediately, kishayilu, something like that, when he comes out right close to the river, Yinagim Nafshe should dry himself off, but Liyach Kalab Amayim Shalav, it shouldn't go with the water that's on him. Which the Sharat Zikna Ziyot says, that sounds like when the Gemara, according to the Gears of the Rif and the Rush, according to our Gears in the Gemara, it sounds like that he shouldn't come up from the river at all before he drives himself off. And says the Mishbro, why? Because Dilma Yishkach Viyach Ben Mar Abbas, because he might forget and walk with him, Dalar Amas. Now, Vim Kain, if that's the case, Mashmim is that it sounds like this. That is clothing that he takes off before he goes on, down into the river. He has to put them close to the river. At least the towel that he dries his body off with, has to be right there. I love that he doesn't walk with the water that's on him and carry that water. In the river itself. When he's coming up from a deeper place, and half his body is out of the water, so has to be that he shouldn't go in the whole 4 amas, but the river itself is a karmelis, a rabbinically prohibited area. But him says, "No, you see, karmelis comes as carrying 4 amas in the karmelis." Well, if he's there, according to this, because you're lit bil banor, when he goes down to dip into the river, in the beginning, the water is very shallow, close to the ground. So Chazal has to be careful. He shouldn't go 4 amas away from its edge. When he's coming back, to actually yisa ma'im alav 4 amas, he's going to carry 4 amas on him when he's coming back there in Umman, when you're coming back in the river over there. So you have to be careful, he says, that don't go too far from the edge, because then he's going to be carrying that talaram. Sivkan chav gimel. And, but when you're walking in the street and it's raining on the person and he's sopping wet and he's carrying all that rain, that loik bida, by that they weren't particular chazal. Or someone might say, lefishem mo'atim, because it's not so much. They must have been shir, it's not common that you'll have the measurement of the so much water, like when you dip in a pool of water, like when it's raining on the person, it's not so common that he would be carrying the amount that he'll be chayv on, that legazm. So here they didn't make such a decree, because it's anyways not the normal way of carrying. According to the interpretation of Taisa, sounds like the filler riba mayim, even the abundant of water, that even if that gets absorbed in his garments, he's still permitted to go with them. Look at the Taz, the reason for this, which Deuteronomy 24 brings, that he explains that since it's not possible to prevent this because a person's walking in the street and suddenly it rains on them, so the Chazal were not geyser, even if it would be the measurement, only when he brings it on himself, like when he bathes in the river. And even to go out of his house initially when it's raining, that he knows he's going to get wet, and comes that he's going to be carrying the water for Amis, Shulchan Aruch writes, so you're allowed to go out, because Chazal did not make something halfway prohibited, and since that it generally is not a problem, even when you're going out explicitly, it's not a problem. Sivches. Other mutal little bin tumasa b'Shabbos. A person is permitted to immerse himself in the mikvah from his impurity on Shabbos. Says Mishpur Sivkan Chavdal Adam Mchulu, who some would admit to say as Afagav the Kliyas Lad Biloy. Well, the tarim tumasa b'Shabbos Yom Tov, even though a vessel is forbidden to dip and to immerse and to purify from its impurity on Shabbos and Yom Tov, im neishneri k'misakan a Kliyal Dezek, because it looks like as if you're fixing, remedying a vessel through this, which would be a problem on Makar Patrus, like you're fixing something. Adam Shani, a person is different. It looks like he's just cooling himself off in the water. It doesn't look like he's necessarily fixing himself. Now, even if it's cold outside, in a dirty, filthy water, it's not the norm to bathe over there. At times, and the person is coming back from a journey, and he's all dirty from mud and excrement and filth. The norm is to bathe even in such cold and dirty waters.
That's
what I'm saying on Shabbos. That
looks like you're bathing.
No, it looks like it. Which one? The Isra or the Hetter?
You
let it go because it doesn't look like you're fixing anything. It looks like you're just cooling off. It doesn't look like as if you're fixing anything. A vessel, what are you putting it in? You're doing it for Tefillas Kalim.
It looks like you're washing yourself.
The Hetter is because it looks like you're cooling yourself off.
What?
I'm saying that when you say washing depends in this context, to wash means to say to cool himself off, which is etzim not a problem. It's just a concern because of schitza cyrus. But halacha biblically, there's no problem about bathing in water. The only problem would be if it looks like nirkim masakin, which that's what it looks like by Tzvila Skalim, but by a person that doesn't. V'akein mutter, if it's permitted, even if he was able to immerse himself before Shabbos. Now, menoges hanoshim, the women have a custom, she'in tevelish libizman b'Shabbos, that if this is not the end of the 7th days, that they don't immerse themselves, if it's not the exact time to fall out on Shabbos. Because the person plays him right, the yafen agu, that it's appropriate their custom, shum dekim in the safe, because at the end of the day, amenik b'zmanenu, the custom in our time is less of a Shabbos lirchas kalaguf. L'maisa, we don't. We prohibit on Shabbos bathing the whole body. I feel a bit silent even in cold, a canal like we mentioned before. And there's a case, nicker, it's recognizable with the Mishum Tvila. Because now you're back actually to the problem. We don't cool off. We don't bathe. So it looks like it is because of tefillah. Unless you give a second, it therefore looks like you're remedying yourself. What are you going? You're going to the mikveh, which is purifying you. Because the chayim write mekamakam near our, but it seems the mutal lipol lekiryeh. You light a table for carry for a seminal discharge. Coming in this batla takana because the ma'isa the takana is batla lemutal b'toyer b'tefillah v'lo kavim tefillah. And you actually light a learn the daven before you merge. Can have a seminal peyches. And that's because loy mechzikim a second day tefillah. So it doesn't look like you're fixing through the tefillah because you actually don't need to. But whoever has the custom to be lenient, they don't protest. Say on specifically that it's permit to be lenient. At least permit them. Shabbos them to goof. If someone became tummy Friday night on Yom Tov itself near Bavadi and the Alachma, for sure it seems that the one does not have to be stringent. But in special, I mean, the Hatta, that's also white for custom to permit. But one has to be very careful. But they skit, one does not come to squeeze that is here. There is a grammar because that's totally forbidden.
Be aloch and the Vimaskal Shapam Shay Noischan, the Machabas and Sivav. Now put on your belly a vessel that has hot water, even during the weekday, because of the danger, because sometimes they could be bubbling hot and it could spill. So it sounds like that even if they're actually lukewarm right now, or it's not Yatzel at this point, it's not that the hand would recoil, it's also Aser, and that sounds like a little bit in the Magen Avraham from the fact that it says, B'chamash hochma ma'at, from water that was heated a little bit. It says, I don't know where he gets this from, because the Gemara says, Hechidami, Yatzel at this. So Amr Ach, but it says, it's as long as the belly of a baby would get burnt from. Now it's known that the belly of an adult doesn't get burnt very quickly, that of a baby as a child. So, therefore, it's logical that I was saying it's forbidden over here, even if it's just that only Yatzeled this, because at times it could happen that it was so hot that until the belly of an adult could get burnt, but not if it's fully lukewarm. The Ramasa Mutulachim Begid, the Ramasa, but you let a warm up a garment and put that on the belly. So, look at Mishpurus of Kotten Chav, that a vessel is permitted according to everyone. Look at Rashi over there. And the Rav and the Braisa is because it didn't say Kum Kumus Cham, it didn't say hot kettle. Obviously, because it's specifically this vessel which could spill. And the Masal Adam Mutta Bechulu, the Mechaber said that a person is allowed to tell from his Tumah on Shabbos. It says, look, Magid Ram, that brings the name of the Ma'aril in terms of Deshon, be stringent regarding this. And the end of the words, he concludes, however, it seems that you allow the tevil for carry for a seminal discharge, because since it's Midrabana, what it means to say is that the Gemara says a Be'ed Afrit Ches, someone becomes Tomei from a Vlada Tomei, a derivative of a Tomei, so you could tevil it on him on Yom Tov. And the reason is because since the obligation of tefillah is only Midrabana, and so it doesn't look like Masakh, it doesn't look like you're remedying anything. And he writes this only L'Rav Chedmel says, like an added gain. Because currently, today, this tevilah is totally bottled. Anyway, as we said in some Pechaz, and that's right, he writes in Elis Tamid, maybe the Kavanah of the Magen Avraham is that even according to those who are Machmed, that they hold that if they didn't nullify it, that for Tavanah you need the Tefillah, even so. That's difficult because it's not comparable at all, because over there, they became Tamid from a Vlada Tumah of Minatari is not Tamid at all, which is not the case over here, that Minatari is Tamid. And so the Tefillah becomes purified, so that looks like that you're actually remedying the person. You should know, because it sounds like when the Gemara Beit Av Yitzayin and Bezin Mishnah, from the fact that it says Stam, that we're talking about all Tumas, for example, Tumas Sheretz and Zavin and in cases like that, where according to them, it wasn't forbidden at all to read from the Torah, that says as we said in Peches. And even so, it's something when the Gemara Beit over there on Daf Yitches, the Gemara that if not for the fact that it looks like he's cooling down, the person would be forbidden to table himself on Shabbos because it looks like Masakin. And obviously, because he's purified from his Tumah, that itself is the ticket. But that's the case with Tumas Keri, which is also Avatumah, which, a side note, is it possible you could say that he holds that that's Dafka by the earlier generation where they had the halachas of Tumah and Tahara applied by them, and therefore it's considered a ticket through the Tefillah for old Tumah and for all that impurities, where they could go ahead and utilize Taras through the Tefillah, which is not the case currently today, that Tumah and Taras doesn't apply, and the ticket is only regarding learning a Tayram. That's not the case, because even without tefillah is also permitted, like we said. Besides, for Isha, that's a need, the menstruating woman, that through the tefillah should be permitted to her husband, therefore it looks like Masakin in our times, because it doesn't look like she's just cooling down. And don't ask that if that's the case, then Kalim did a totally Tamim and a Torah should also be permitted to table them currently today. And the Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Simri Shamachav Safav that aim at Bim Nazakim, we don't table vessels, and it's going Akim to Meim, as it sounds like from Pirish Rashi, that's how the Rav Bartunu writes in Pirish Mishnah, and also By new vessels, the opinion of the Mechaber is inclined more to those who permit, even on Shabbos itself, and Beshor by Bein Hashmash, as that sounds like a submission to Gimel Seb Zayin. There it's different, because that's something what's called Dabash Beminion. It was voted on by the Sanhedrin, and you need to have another vote that's just as equal to permit it. And therefore, even though the reason is nullified, but the Gezer is not nullified that they made on Tefillas Kelim, which is not the case on a person immersing himself with that, they were not guys at all, because again, in Talmudic times, that looked like that they were just cooling down. And now, although currently, in today's times, that we actually stop ourselves from Rechitz, so from bathing, that it doesn't look like he's cooling down. It's recognizable that it is for the purpose of tefillah, however, but it doesn't look like also that he's being masakin through the tefillah even today's times, because the halach of tematar doesn't apply. That's end of side note. But then it says the Bi'alacha, subsequently says, I found the Bi'agra that he writes, which appears to me what he means to say to the Bi'alacha is, like, well, for what we wrote, that he disagrees on the Magen Avraham that writes that Yilat HaTovah for your tumah of keri, that according to the reason that the Truman's edition writes it, in our times, since we are to be machmer regarding rechitza regarding bathing, so it looks like you're masaka through the tefillah, and then there's no room to differentiate between tumah keri and other tumas, because at the end of the day, you become purified through the tefillah, and it looks like you're masakin. And therefore, that the Kahanim did not have the custom on Yom Tov to be with their wives so that they can go tomorrow to do Nesis Kepayim in the city of Tara, because they did not have the minik to table on Yom Tov, look over there. That even for Tefillah's carry, one should not table. However, says the Bi'alacha, it's difficult to me the words of Magen Avraham over there, because there's Tumah by when it became Tumah in Yom Tov itself, and regarding this, even by Tefillah's skin is permitted. When that goes, because Mechzik and Masakin is brought in Gemara Be'edav Yitches, and shouldn't be more Chomer Tumah of carry than Tefillah's skin, which is permitted. So the Bi'alacha, maybe you could say that over there, because it was applied to them, the halachas of Tumah Tahara, and they were capable of Tahara, so therefore they permitted for them to table and to utilize in the state of Tahara, which is not the case currently in today's times, but from the words of Anagon, your Deism Krop Tzadik Zayin in his commentary, it sounds like it doesn't differentiate regarding this. Or another approach, you could say that the Magen Avraham holds that there is different, because they really Tumah and they permitted for them to table, which is not the case, Alakatchila, to be Tumah, and to rely on that afterwards you can be Mutter to table, that we didn't say, and as someone as Taisus writes, look over there, and you could differentiate. What comes out from our words, says the Bi'alacha, regarding tefillah's carries like this. Magen Avraham contradicts himself, and there he writes that the meaning is to be stringent regarding this, and here he's lenient. Ben Ben Lagoin is like the Magen Avraham writes in Sim Kofchav Ches, and other Chorinim, Rubin Gugulim, almost all of them are lenient regarding this. And that is, even if a person could have tabled from before Shabbos and Yom Tov, and therefore, for sure, we shouldn't protest regarding someone who has a custom to be lenient, and for sure, if it became Tamei Shabbos and Yom Tov itself, where he had intimacy Friday night. More than that, it appears to me that even the Vilna Goyen that brings a raya from the words of Magen Avraham and Sim Kof Chav Ches doesn't bring only for a proof that there's no difference between Tevilas Keri and other Tevilas, but regarding the actual halacha, it became Tamei Shabbos Yom Tov itself. It's possible even he would agree that one should not be stringent regarding this at all, the way it sounds like from the Bi'agra and your Sim Kof Tzadik Zayin, look over there, and therefore the custom has been widespread to permit. However, regarding this, one should be very careful not to come to squeeze out his ear. And also, you should know that if he's totally tar and he wants to table on Shabbos in the morning, final davening for Taisevus Kedusha for added sanctity, that you don't have concern of masakin remedy from halacha. And the proof is from what the Gemara says within your Tizim and Alf, Mativil Megav Legav, which look up within Rashi, and that's the rights and say with Tizim Shabbos and Mishamach from the Ksavim, which you just added Kedusha, that's not being masakin anything, but what, according to what my real rights, that the women, it's appropriate what their custom is, that they don't tivel when it's not exactly the time of when they were able to go to the mikvah because of concern of schita. It would seem that also this type of tefillah one should hold back, and it's enough this type of lenient to tivel on Shabbos where he needs the tefillah. Which in Dusha 25 writes, in a place where there's no mikvah, Chubis Mechaziz writes that you're allowed to put on your body 9 kav of water on Shabbos, and even according to the Shittas of Ben Lagoin, that's forbidden for a Baal Keri to table on Shabbos because it looks like he's being Masakin. He's allowed to do this, and it doesn't look like Masakin because putting on 9 kavin does not purify from Tumas Keri, and it only is effective for learning Torah. Now, Lamais, we're going to tabling at Shabbos. Chubis Vanagis, Mesh Temech brings in the Sefer Meidas a faithful testimony that the Chavetz Chaim had the minik to table on Shabbos, and that's how Zalman Reuben Bengiz testifies with Chaim Balazhna. It was noted to table on Shabbos, and Boyashev adds on that since Tefillas Ezra is very necessary before davening, it's appropriate to table on Shabbos. If it became Tamei on Shabbos, and that's the right in Chuvah Shevelevi. That's what's the custom of the stipla. However, according to the Chazon Ish, one should not table Tefillas Ezra on Shabbos. It's brought in Ma'aserab, name of the Vilna Gaon. However, it's brought in Achaz Rabbeinu. The Chaim Kinyansky testifies that him and his father, disciple, table on Shabbos in the mikveh in the house of the Chazon Ish, and he didn't protest regarding them. And that's how his relatives in the Samidim had the minhag to table in the mikveh that was in this house, and he didn't protest regarding them. And when they asked him, "Is it permitted?" he would say that the Vilna Gaon says it's forbidden. And even though he didn't protest regarding those who were tabling. Also regarding these topics, that regarding those who have the heter to table on Shabbos, even because of Tosefta's Kedusha, It's written in Sefer Yisayid V'Shoyesh Abayda, also Chavez Mechaz Yitzchak, Chavez Yehu Levi, regarding such an idea, regarding covering hot water that we discussed in Sukkot Zayin and Memhei. Some of the deer shoes. Issue number 16. They said for a tzarech gadol, one could be lenient to use a closed hot water container. So says the issue 16. That's when he has just a little of an ache. But if his whole body is not well, so that he writes in Simshon Chof Ches that you're allowed to do refuah on Shabbos. However, in our times, that also healthy people utilize a hot water bottle to warm up the bed. Someone writes that they're permitted to utilize it when a person is cold, when it's sealed, also when he has an ache in his belly, since it's not so recognizable that he's doing it for refuah. That's what's written in Shabbos Shabbalevi and Shabbos Olzi. And Chaim Kineski writes, Chaznish permitted to place a hot bottle on the legs to warm them up. Dish number 17. Oh, he said that. Dish number 18. To utilize a hot electric blanket. Chubazik Meser writes that's permitted, then there's no problem about refuah because even healthy people have pleasure from it. And therefore, also sick people could utilize it. Or if he writes, that since there's a concern that maybe might come to higher or lower the temperature or to pull out the plug from the electricity, you have to make a sign on the place where the dial is and where it's connected to the outlet so that people remember that it's Shabbos. That's what's been from Zaman, that it's permitted to utilize electric heating blanket on Shabbos. This is number 19, regarding someone who has aches in his stomach. Shulchan Aruch writes later on Simchat Chof Ches that permitted to put on them a cup that had in it hot water and has spilled them out, even though it still has the hot air inside. Shabbos explains that as a pain in the stomach, he turns over the cup on his belly, and the cup pulls the flesh and draws it, the stomach, and puts it back in its place. The novelty is that you don't say that just like they said it's forbidden to bathe in hot water, so too they made it forbidden to put on your body anything that's hot. Shartzina, but they adds on, as part of what the chiddush is, that you don't say that the vapor is like refuah and that you'd be geizer because of shchikis hamon. Now this is the Mishnah writes that the reason that it's permitted to warm up a garment and put on his belly is because it's not recognized what's for refuah, and it doesn't write the reason that's brought in Shulchan Aruch later on over there in Sif Mem Gimel is because that you're not doing anything with any herbs. Shulchan Aruch explains that he needs for this reason, according to the Shittas of Tosfos that we brought before in Sifkan Yotes, that holds that it's forbidden to put even a closed vessel that has water on his belly because it recognizes that it's for refuah, and there were guys, and the reason is either because they disagree on the reality and they hold that also such a thing you could do with herbs, or because they hold that even when you don't usually do with herbs, the regards all refuahs, and never the Mishnah had to write any other reason that's not even recognizable that's for refuah. Dish number 20, regarding bathing one's whole body in a large tub, Chubazik's measure writes, that's more severe. And even with cold, because it's a vessel, the Arishayim the whole that's forbidden regarding this, even Ikra Halacha. Regarding showering, bathing in the shower, in cold water, Chaznish instructed it's forbidden. It's permitted only to wash one's face, hands, and feet. That sounds like from the steamer said, Bram, that it's made it forbidden even on a very hot day, and even in this house, where there's no concern of carrying the water, because there's still a concern of squeezing out the hair, as brought in Shuvah's Meral Chadashas, that the meaning is not to bathe from a concern of schita, but it's also said in the house, and not just in rivers. Because in Shuvah's Meral Chadashas, it also said forbidden to bathe in the shower, like we mentioned before. Chubazik Meisher writes that since Mekadin, a shower is not included in the minhag not to bathe in the river, because someone who bathes in the river, he goes into the water, which is not the case by a shower, that he's pouring the water on his body, and also for the concern of schita itself, they wouldn't have made chitza forbidden, and therefore, even though the ketchil wouldn't be stranger not to take a shower, and that's what the widespread custom to hold back from that. However, in the situation of a person's in pain, he's allowed to be lenient to take a shower with cold water. Look what we wrote in previous in Sukkot Yom Ches, and that's written in Shuvah's Mechaz Yitzchak, and he saw in the Achrayim that the lenient regarding place that are very hot when he's in pain. Dish number 22, that's permitted to initially go out from one's house when it's raining, as the Prima Gadim proves from the halacha of bathing in the river, that's forbidden to him to dry his hair because of schita. However, he's still permitted to go with the little bit of water that's on his hair in the Carmelis.